brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've had former top Bush administration officials, experts on Iran come out and say this whole plot is phony and manufactured. We've had Bob Baer, the former CIA black op commander, come out and say they're totally fake. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Reagan and, of course, Bush Sr., come out and say it's totally phony. There are literally now hundreds, I can't even keep track, of top experts coming out and saying this is totally fake and phony. We now have the affidavits they used to arrest this used car salesman, drunk pothead. He was just trying to do a drug deal with the very Las Zetas that the Justice Department allows to ship drugs in and ships guns into Mexico. So a cover for Fast and Furious, a pretext to launch war against Iran, and the consensus of experts is Israel has green-lighted an attack and is trying to get the U.S. to do it. Congressman King labels Iran terror plot act of war, says Obama should have troops on standby for a strike, not even having Israel strike. Joining us for the next 30 minutes is Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. His bio is too long, but he ran operations trying to kill bin Laden and was blocked. He's best-selling author of Operation Darkheart, and he dropped a bombshell 2 days ago. And we wrote an article about it at Infowars.com on Andrew Napolitano's Fox Business Show. We're going to break in a moment. We'll get kicked off here now. Saying that he has an FBI Justice Department source that told him this whole plot was not in the computer system. So this isn't just experts saying it looks phony, it's fake, it's a pretext for war, a political smokescreen. He says he talked to a Justice Department official who has the clearance and said it isn't in the system and it should be. So joining us is Anthony Schaefer. Colonel, good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me back. Good to be on again.
Sir, we're going to break here in just a few minutes, but let's go right to the heart of the matter after the break. Right now, what are your sources saying? Is the attack on Iran right now green light?
Well, you know, that's, I got to be honest with you. I just met with them again, and I went through everything one more time just to make sure everybody's clear. And look, I'm hearing the same thing. There's just no information within their systems indicating the background on this, which is a huge red flag for a lot of guys on the inside. Secondly, I got to tell you, even if there's a desire, Alex, there's really very little military capability. One of the things that was revealed to me is that, yeah, there's been a call that's gone out for capability to do something. But, you know, for better or for worse, everything is really tied up in Afghanistan right now. So, you know, there may be some elements here who are desiring the outcome when we move forward. But I got to be honest with you, the former issue of what you said in your introduction, the issue regarding Southwest border and the Zetas, I really think is driving the train at this point, because I don't think there's any way we could credibly put together a military capability to do anything.
Okay, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I want to come back, Colonel, and recap all of this. But did I hear you correctly? You talked to your Justice Department source, and they said, yeah, it's not in the system. And basically, if this thing did exist and wasn't a fabrication, it would be in the system. Or somebody doesn't want the investigation looked at and has expunged it?
Either one of those are the options we're looking at. Absolutely. The idea is this. You know, people who have the need to know don't have any information that they could look at. And that's incredible, especially at this point in time after this has been out in the news several days. There's normally a great deal of information showing how the investigation came to the conclusions it did. And they're telling me, and I talked to another expert this morning regarding the actual indictment and the details of that, the actual indictment will not hold up in a court of law, according to my expert. So basically, there's a twofer here, Alex. First, there's no credible information inside the system where people should be able to find it if they have a need to know and right to know the information. And secondly, the experts have looked at the actual indictment are telling me this is not going to hold water when it comes to trial. So that, therefore, you know, and please don't get me wrong. I do believe the Iranians are a threat. There's things that they have done and are doing that which threaten the country. All I'm saying is right now, this one instance does not look to be legitimate from everybody I'm talking to.
All right, well, then the question is, I want to come back, Colonel, and we appreciate you joining us to recap everything you've said and flesh it out in more detail, and then ask, why is this coming forward now, and what's the outcome going to be? Because they're talking about cooking up new plots. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, in the last 16-plus years I've been on air, few things I've covered have been as important as we're covering right now. And I got to be honest with you. As bad as things are, you don't know who's good and bad until you get to that crisis moment. And I am heartened by the fact that I have literally, without even trying, seen more than 50 analysts, and I know there's more than that, top Clinton, Bush administrations, you name it, come out, Pentagon people, Colonel Schaefer, FBI people giving him information, Steve Pachinik, Ray McGovern, Bob Baer, coming out saying this Iran situation is totally phony. And these are people who fought Iran. These are not people that are, you know, peaceniks or something. The point is, why has this been manufactured now? Now, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, best-selling author of the book they tried to redact, Operation Darkheart, the guy that had the top al-Qaeda people in his sights, was barred from killing them pre-9/11, the guy that was persecuted for blowing the whistle but came out stronger on the other side for Able Danger, you know, a real patriot, Colonel Schaefer, joins us for the next 20 minutes, and then we've got Gerald Celente joining us, and also Dr. Steve Pachinik, who worked in a lot of different black op capacities, including assassinations and overthrowing governments. He called me 10 times yesterday morning. He never ring till I got off the treadmill, went over and talked to him, and he said, look, they're trying to green light a war. You know, he has all the Pentagon sources, but I was just getting some good news from Colonel Schaefer, if you missed the last segment, saying there are people that want to launch this war, but the assets aren't there. So I want to walk through this carefully. But Colonel Schaefer, take your time, because Obviously, that became a big national news story when you were on Judge Napolitano's Fox Business and said your high-level Justice Department source with a high-level security clearance said it was not in the computers. That sends up red flags. Specifically, what do you mean by red flags? What does this signify? You said you met with the source again today, or did you say yesterday, to make sure you were right about this now that it's such a big story. And then your incredible Pentagon connections. Is this green lighted? Because I've had family officers who were just deployed. They won't tell us what it is. They say it's serious. I have other sources that said, well, yeah, you're right. We are being told, look to back up Israel in an Iran attack to get stuff out of the Strait of Hormuz. But I didn't tell you that. But I know you are high level in the think tanks and the Pentagon connections and, lecture on actual strategy level. And so your security clearance has been as high as it gets. So you've got sources I don't have. So let's walk through here for people the magnitude of this, because a lot of my sources say this is the closest we've gotten to an actual attack on Iran. And you've got Congressman King saying this is an act of war. Obama's got to get the military going. Certainly, this is the biggest drum beating I've seen. And why would they use such a faulty piece of garbage to sell this? You got the floor, Colonel. Break it down.
Well, thank you. Well, first off, I think it is very clear that the thing that we must do, and this I talked to a lot of folks who are in my mind, the last thing we want to do, Alex, is make an enemy of the Iranian people. The Iranian people are Persians, and frankly, they are as fed up with the theocracy which rules them as we are. The thing is, though, we cannot afford to make them an adversary in the process of moving forward. That's why I think the military debate is so important at this point, because some people recognize you want to have all the different components available to you to do things at the same time. The last thing you want to do is actually do something which will enable the theocracy to actually clamp down even more on the people. And that's the issue right now that I'm being told is really kind of the thing that's pushing people back. Now, regarding the history, let me be very clear for your audience so they understand. Look, when I was in Afghanistan, and this is in my book, Darkheart, we found the Iranians were up to no good as early as 2003. There's two chapters devoted to an interrogation of a U.S. citizen who was of Iranian descent. His brother was working for the IRGC, and his brother was there in eastern Afghanistan on the opposite side of the country from Iran, paying people to stir up trouble against us. So let me be very clear here. I'm not pro-Iranian by any circumstance of the imagination. I have seen what these people, what the Iranian IRGC has been doing to try to kill our soldiers. So there's no way in heck that I would ever come out for the Iranians. With that said, I think we have to have to understand that we're playing a chess game, and simply pushing our military towards a kinetic solution is not the best solution here. And what concerns me is that this, as you mentioned in the introduction, this operation just smells, this assassination concept smells of a plot. And let me tell you something. This is an exclusive for you guys. I got to tell you, I was at my publisher yesterday in New York City, and I actually asked him, did you guys leak the outline of my next book? Because frankly, a lot of the stuff that's in this current plot is actually in a plot line we're working on in my next book. So I got to be honest with you, Alex, I was flabbergasted when I saw this, materialize in the press, because much of this is not only like a Hollywood script. Frankly, we were looking at doing something in fiction which mimics very closely what's going on in this so-called plot. So that's what made me just sit up and say, wow, there's something really wacky about this. And that resulted
in Colonel Schaefer, for those that don't know, a lot of times different agencies, even different governments, will use plot lines to actually carry out real attacks or fake attacks. They will also, as has been admitted for 12 years that I know of, the Pentagon, the CIA actually pay script writers to write scripts for them, quote, to be able to imagine what terrorists might do. So the fact that you went to your publisher when you were in New York to be on MSNBC yesterday, because I know you were there, you couldn't come on here yesterday, and that you're saying maybe somebody leaked your script and that maybe the White House used it. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, it may be because, I mean, there's so many parallels there to this thing. And, I mean, it, frankly, what we're looking at here is a plot where 24 meets the Sopranos, which makes me, you know, obviously it's great for fiction, but I think the reality of which we're faced with is entirely different. I mean, and let me tell you, as an intelligence professional, this used car salesman would be the last individual in the world that I, as a professional intelligence officer, would direct to get in contact with a drug group to become a group of assassins. Let me tell you, on the face of that, you know, that is beyond any operational knowledge that any intelligence officer would do. You just don't trust someone with that lack of focus and training to do something that would be that key and critical to an assassination plot. It's just not done. So that
wouldn't you normally go after well-performing former military people or doctors or engineers or people that have shown that they're focused and professional?
There's a term, and you've used it before, called vetting. One of the things, one of the key elements of any successful intelligence operation, you can ask Bob Baer this. Bob would probably tell you the same thing. The key to a successful intelligence operation is vetting of an asset to make sure that you test them adequately to understand, to make sure that they will do your bidding when the time comes. And frankly, this guy was, from as far as I could tell, I wouldn't have used him to do basically a dead drop for me because I think he's not even that reliable. And the second thing that you need to look at, and I hope your audience looks at very hard, is the wire transfers. My goodness, you know, since the beginning of the current war, everybody's been looking at high-dollar transfers of money. So, again, an intelligence organization with the professional background of the IRGC or the Quds Force, you know, I think they watch us very closely. So for them to make an amateur mistake tells me one of two things. First, there was a radical element within the Quds Force who was just doing this on their own and really kind of didn't want to discredit the other side. And let's not forget that within the Iranian government, there is a huge conflict going on between Ahmadinejad and the other folks who want to do different things. So there is truly a conflict there. So this could well be good news by the fact that there's a visible break within the government, and someone there did this trying to prove a point. But on the other hand, this could be, again, a provocation by someone here who basically wanted this to be caught. And again, I've talked to a number of intelligence professionals, many of which, Alex, are and again, like you've already said, these guys and gals are not pro-Iranian, but they've told me, based on their experience, because I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy, that based on their experience, this basic format does not add up to any known format for a successful intelligence operation, if you're really sure.
But it does fit the format that we've seen hundreds of times the last few years of the FBI setting up mentally ill patsies,
yes,
or just purely setting people up. And as you mentioned, the affidavit, it's in the news today with those that have seen the affidavit that it was the informant running the whole thing, and this was just some idiot trying to be part of a drug deal and make some money, and that it isn't even designed to hold up later. It's just a pretext to launch a war. So I want to, Colonel Schaefer, I want to go back here specifically because this is what everybody really wants to understand. Tell us as much as you can about your high-level FBI Justice Department source with a security clearance. You said you've met with them again just to make sure what they told you was correct. You said in the last segment that yes and more. What are they telling you about this not being in their files, not being in their computer system?
Well, there's three things notable. First, obviously, if you're on the inside, this is kind of common sense. The first thing you're going to do if you're a security expert with an interest or responsibility in terrorism, you're going to look at this to see if it means something to you directly. So a lot of these guys will sit down and go through, because they have the clearance, and start doing research within the classified realm and find out what's going on. Well, the first point, Alex, was when these friends of mine decided to go check it out, is like, there's nothing there. And that's highly suspect, because normally the government, especially inside, wants to brag about what it's done well. And, oh, by the way, if there's a threat that's derivative of this that you need to be concerned about, they put it out there. So, again, in this case, there's nothing really out there from what they're telling me. Now, again, I don't have direct access. I'm going with what they've told me. So
goes back months and months and months, so it's also an older case.
Right. And let's remember that all this really started transpiring in September, but really wasn't revealed until, you know, a couple days ago. So that's the first indication that something is not quite right. Secondly, relating to the fact that this is a Southwest border thing, they feel that this may be distracting directly from other things going on. Now, their view of it is that the this is actually something trying to draw attention to the Zetas because there's a competing drug group in the southwest border that the Mexican government is now going after. And basically, they're telling me that they believe that the Zetas were pointed out specifically in this because there is a desire to kind of prop them up and draw more attention to them. So they believe, my inside guys think, that this may be a plot to try to draw attention to this one drug group over one of the competing drug groups. And I have to get more details on that because I'm not an expert in that area right now.
Well, let me get some details, sir. The only reason I'm a, quote, expert is we've been following it. I'm down here in Texas, and Celica Steel was a DEA agent they set up for guns and actually put in jail over this. 6 years ago, he told me all this was starting up with competing drug cartels, some backed by the U.S. government, others by other factions. And since then, it's come out, El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, in these court cases, Sinaloa is allowed to ship in unlimited cocaine. This is confirmed. The feds have now declared national security in Chicago and have said basically it's true. And then they're given the thousands of guns that are directly given to them by ATF. And then this is confirmed going back at least since Obama got in, but some of it goes back further. And so what you just said there with Zetas and Sinaloa, there's a lot of heat on Sinaloa right now. And there has been this move to try to focus it over onto Zetas, but also notice it lets the Attorney General talk about fighting Mexican cartels and just muddies the water with people that are barely paying attention to, oh, that's the Attorney General fighting the Mexican cartels with the Iranians, you know, who are involved, instead of what is the Justice Department doing shipping guns to Sinaloa?
Right, and that is exactly the point they brought up to me, saying that they think that that's the real issue behind what's going on. And the third point goes back to an extension of the point we just talked about. We need to be looking at what's going on in that area because, frankly, you know, if the Iranians, even if this was a real plot, the fact that they would try to direct someone through the southwest border should indicate that there may be a weakness there that we need to look at. So basically, the three points are, you know, first off, there's just not sufficient information in the classified system that would go with a high-profile case of this nature, both from the derivative, hey, look out for this because something may happen on your watch, and by the fact that there's no information available kind of filling in the rest of the details for those who have the clearance. Secondly, they believe this links directly to the Zeta issue, trying to draw more attention to the Zetas over this competing group. And third, they believe that the fact that this is all transpiring on the border should give everybody pause and really make everybody look down there. And one of the things that they didn't tell me this, but it's a saying that I've always lived by. One time, Senator Trent Lott told me in the Fox Green Room, he said, Tony, no matter what they're talking about publicly, the real issue is something else. So frankly, Alex, I think what we need to be looking at is what is the other issue here? Is it a pretext for war, or is it a kind of a bait and switch getting us to look at a different direction regarding the southwest border issue? But any way you look at it, any way you cut it, the real issue is somewhere else out there, and this is why I encourage you and your listeners to actually encourage, you know, the government owes us more explanation on what's actually going on, because at this point in time, nothing seems to add up.
Well, you're right, and you just raised a point that I'd thought about privately but hadn't raised, and it may have gone over some people's heads who were just driving down the road, not really listening clearly or closely. But a lot of times when the establishment knows there's about to be an attack and they want it to happen for political purposes or they don't think they can stop it, whatever the case is, they will focus attention onto a patsy and a region so that when the attack comes, they say, see, we tried to stop it. And I think that's what you were basically starting to allude to.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is, again, a concern from the folks on the inside. It's like if they are saying this, if there's, and this looks so hokey, there may be a reason why they're getting people distracted to do something here. So now they don't know of any other attacks or obviously anything else. We're just focusing on a specific issue. But, yeah, Alex, the problem is this. there's so many holes in the current story. Everybody is so distracted on trying to figure out what is really going on. There may be other things that aren't being looked at, which we should look at. And this is a pattern. This is where we've done things like this before. And it's very important for your listeners to understand that they need to demand accountability. And frankly, I'd like to believe the intelligence officers you've talked to, that one of the reasons I'm speaking out, is that our government owes us a fair and true accounting of what they're doing to defend us. And more importantly, the evidence they bring forward should be ironclad to the truth, not some fiction they've drawn up or put together based on the fact that they've taken people of diminished capacity and tried to prop them up as a threat.
Colonel, that's my next point for you, and this is the heart of it then. Look, and I know you like to give people general information, but just boiling it down here, you've got the subpoena that they knew was going to come out the next day. And so the day before the subpoenas on lying about Fast and Furious, which in the court documents is cocaine allowed to be brought in, Justice Department involved, 8 federal agencies, not just ATF, but DEA, FBI, Border Patrol, Coast Guard. I mean, this is incredible. And then shipping guns, which is now confirmed, not just letting guns be sold, the ATF shipping them to Sinaloa. I mean, this could have brought them down. So right as these subpoenas go out, this whole smokescreen comes out. I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Yes, it is. I think that's where we need to be concerned about the timing of this. And again, let's just look at this from the common sense perspective. None of us have any background. Why on earth, if this was that key an issue, would you wait almost 2 weeks before talking about it to the American people if this is really that credible a threat and you've got the guy? Secondly, the timing could, I don't believe, after being in this town for the past 25 years, I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe that somehow, out of the goodness of the DOJ's heart, that Eric Holder then said, we need to get the word out because it's the right thing to do. I do believe that the information coming out the day before the additional subpoenas were coming over from Congressman ISIS staff was an indicator that they don't want to have people talking about this. And frankly, this was such a provocative concept. And again, let's look at the Hollywood value of this, Alex.
It was meant to be sexy. It was meant to get people to buy into it.
Yes. And, you're talking about all the sexy. You're talking about multiple countries, international intrigue, characters that came out of the, central casting, all coming together for something that was like throwing red meat to lions. And I think that's what they were hoping for here. And I think they overplayed their hand, which is probably good for all of us.
All right, Colonel, the book is Operation Darkheart, best-selling, available at Amazon, everywhere else. We really appreciate your time. In the 2 minutes we've got left, this is very encouraging, unless I heard you wrong earlier. You're saying from your Pentagon sources, they're saying we just don't have the capability right now to back up Israel in an attack. But Israel sounds like they are going in. We saw Panetta 11 days ago say Israel's more isolated than ever. What is the, in 2 minutes, the analysis from your perspective on where we're going with Iran, where Israel's going?
Let me say this very quickly. First off, the Iranians do pose a threat. They have a theocracy which hates us and everything we're doing, and they are developing nuclear weapons. I spent last week working with National Defense University on an exercise regarding electromagnetic pulse weapons, which we believe the Iranians are developing, which could do huge damage to us, but I don't believe they would draw attention to themselves at a time of trying to develop a secret weapon. I just don't think that's in the cards. And frankly, this administration has been more forgiving to them than any other, so I don't think they'd want to prompt anything going against that. With that said, I think we are overstretched. People are telling me that while there may be desire, there's no capability to go in and do the level of strikes necessary to take these things out. And lastly, we've got to figure out a way to help promote the citizens of Iran and their desire to be free without jeopardizing our own security. So that's the tight wire we have to
Saying the word from all your inside sources is that they're not going to go into Iran. What's the word on Israel then?
I'm trying to find out. I got to be honest with you. I have no information on that right now. All I know for sure right now is that there was a call for capability, and then basically the answer came back. Everything from Iraq has either been re-put into Afghanistan or is basically so broken you can't use it. So that is the way I'm hearing right
now.
What
about troop buildup? What about troop buildups in Kuwait and other areas?
Alex, the troops are always going to be there in some form. The question is, obviously becomes, do they do a surge or not? And frankly, I think a surge would be picked up on pretty quick if they started doing that. At this point, I have no indication from my guys that they're going to be able to do that. So.
Okay, well, that's certainly good news then, from your camp and from your sources, that there have been calls for this. We know King's calling for it. He wants troops standing by, the congressman, but you're saying that isn't the direction that this is going in right now?
Not right now. It could change.
All right, Colonel Anthony Schaefer, thank you for spending time with us. Amazing information. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Gerald Celente. And we've got a big report that's up on the Drudge Report right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best portable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Got nothing better to do.
a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here. And I am on the road today, joining you from right by the border, down here investigating the national news stories that we're all covering here today. The TSA is announcing in Boston, where they made a test, that they'll now ask you where you're going, what you're doing, and if you're a terrorist, all part of training you that you're the bad guy. How about asking them, hey, you're caught stealing all the time. You're caught being pedophiles every day. You're radiating yourselves to death. You're the walking dead. How about we treat them like they're guilty until proven innocent? Oh, but they're the government. We can trust them. If you go to drudgereport.com today, if you look on the right-hand side, third link down, and you click on that link, it says House bill would criminalize satire of the Transportation Security Administration, the federal out-of-control power grabbers. On September 22nd, 2011, and when Kurt wrote this article this morning, I went and checked. We did break this. This has been out for weeks. Nobody even knew. H.R. 3011 was introduced, and you can go read it. It's entitled the Transportation Security Administration Authorization Act of 2011, and it's got all sorts of power-grabbing language. But it says, yeah, you will get felony time if you make fun of them in any way or even write the words TSA. Or any likeness thereof. You don't talk about them. They're like God behind the holy veil. You don't even go in there unless you're a high priest groper of the TSA. So go read that article. Just absolutely incredible. It says any imitation of TSA, FAMS, FAM, words or initials or likenesses of a Transportation Security Administration or Federal Air Marshal Service logo or insignia or any item of apparel in connection with any advertisement, circular, book, pamphlet, software, or other publication, or with any play, motion picture, broadcast, telecast, or other production. You don't show it in a movie. Of course, it'll all be selectively enforced. You don't show a photo of a TSA person in your book. They are now God. They better be God, because I call them the walking dead. What was the term I used today? For them in Boston, where they tested the body scanners 8 years ago, and they have 3 to 8 times the different types of cancer increases. I called it TSA Suicide Squad, because they're all just roasting. It's been admitted in the high radiation. And if you're smart and get out, they don't care. They just get people that are so dumb, they'll die for the power to rob your bags and grope your children. I saw an article this morning about another one busted for child porn. That was one 2 days ago. I mean, who do you think wants to grab and get in the diapers of babies? Now, and we're about to go to Gerald Celente here, but I go back to this. A lot of them are just mainly veterans who want a decent paying job, $20 an hour. A lot of them are post office people that got laid off because the post office is shrinking. They're either control freak thugs or they're just people that want a job. Because everywhere I fly, they go, Alex, we know we want to get unionized. We don't want to be doing this, but it's a job. Here, let me have your signature. And they shake my hand and stuff. So again, it's this compartmentalization, but it's out of control. Now, Gerald Celente joins us for the next 45 minutes, and I'm very honored to have him. You know, he had his big issue that came out at the start of the year titled The Next Great War, 21st Century, The Next Great War. I forget the exact headline. It was a newspaper-style headline. We can pull it up and put it on screen, or the man himself can give me the exact headline. I'm on the road, so I don't have it in front of me. And for a lot of us who research history, we're like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Well, no, it's not for the general public. But Gerald specifically called it and said they're going to try to start a wider war. And they're trying now. The difference is this plot has got people left, right, center, you name it, intelligence agency people, retired, high-level experts, I already listed it earlier, coming out and saying this is manufactured, this is a fraud, the affidavits have now been seen, total setup. It is just crazy what's happening. Now they're calling it the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression. Now they're admitting we never left the recession, when they called Gerald Celente a pessimist porn dealer, when they called me a lying kook. The truth is the system knows what it's doing, but it's busy robbing everyone. Gerald talked about the euro falling apart 3 years ago. Now it's doing it. But the white shoe boys, as he calls them, want to get more power out of the crisis that they have created. So, Gerald, there's a lot going on in the world. I wanted to get you back on because so much has happened. and the establishment lackeys are trying to launch this new war. What do you make of this, and what do your other analysts there at the Trends Research Institute make of this, Gerald?
Well, it's exactly what you said, this latest Iranian fabrication, and how they keep teaching us to hate the Iranians. What have they done to us recently, you know, other than us trying to steal their oil going back into the early 1950s, when we, along with the CIA and the MI5 over there in the UK, overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953, because Standard Oil and British Petroleum, of course, they were Anglo-Iranian in those days, who were controlling the oil fields. So what are really, I mean, Iranians didn't invade Afghanistan. I don't believe the Iranians invaded Iraq either. Didn't the United States start a war against Iraq and Iran? Oh, and the Iranians, they didn't invade Libya, did they? So these terrible Iranians, so now we're getting, they're prepping us to hate the Iranians again. And when all else fails, they take us to war. This is what we wrote in 2008 when the TARP program began. We said they were building the bailout bubble. And when all else fails, you can see it happening. The crash of 29, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world wars, the panic of 08, the Great Depression that we're in, the currency wars. The Senate just passed a currency bill against China. China has responded that trade wars are beginning. The financial cabinet minister of Brazil, Manteiga, currency wars are underway. Panic, depression, currency wars, trade wars, real wars. The world is at war. Only an idiot or somebody totally out of touch can't add it up. Let's go around the globe. Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, now Saudi Arabia, Libya, Syria, Bahrain, Morocco, Algeria, Nigeria, Somalia, Ivory Coast, go over to the UK, riots in the streets this last summer, over in Spain, take a trip over to Greece. Hey, now right here in the USA, this whole Occupy movement, it's in Denver, it's in Portland, it's in Seattle, it's in San Diego, it's in Los Angeles, it's in Auburn, it's in Trenton, it's in Atlanta, it's everywhere. Birmingham, Phoenix, San Diego, Sacramento, it's spreading. The first great war of the 21st century has begun.
And Gerald, when people lose everything, they lose it. We've just been covering common sense history. You've been boiling it down in a very concise way. But then you and I still, and others, get demonized by the establishment. They think they have more credibility because they're always proven wrong. But as you've said, they're not really wrong. They're there lying to people. And so we see the mainstream media actually hemorrhaging viewers and support. Where do you see that going? I mean, how long can the, limp-wristed establishment whore media pacify people when everything they say is basically a twisted lie?
I mean, how long could the prostitutes keep playing prostitutes?
Yes.
You know, how long does a prostitute become a prostitute? They die as prostitutes. They live and die by it. These people have no backbones, with the exception of a very few. They keep sucking up and bowing down and serving their masters for their pay. So you're not going to, by the way, nothing is going to change with the systems that are in place. So when you look at all these protests, by the way, I mentioned Tunisia, I mentioned Egypt. Here's the new boss, same as the old boss. All the rioting going on over there in Greece every week. Massive riots, demonstrations. Nothing changes. The systems have to change. So now this is really, I have to tell you, I gave up on the American people. I thought that they were a bunch of mommy's boys and spoiled girls that wouldn't be fighting. This movement has really legs to it. It may not, you know, this might not be it. But when you put the Tea Party together, you put this together, you look at all the social unrest around the world. No, what they're going to do, what the media is going to do, is they're going to prop up the war machine, just like the toilet paper or record does. Look how they got us into this Libyan war. You remember, Alex, the one that was going to end in days, not weeks. You know, that, what was it, time-limited, scope-limited kinetic action that's been going on now for 8 months.
And now it's a minor footnote that Gaddafi's still fighting on. Pentagon surprised. I saw that on Monday, Gerald. And let me ask you this question, and then I want to get into future trends with you. Gerald, what do you make, though, of all the teleprompter readers I've been watching at CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, Bloomberg? The talking heads are, yes, Iran's got the nukes. We've got to get them. They launched this attack. But it doesn't matter if it's Clinton, Bush, Bob Baer, Anthony Schaefer, Colonel. I mean, the list goes, I mean, it's literally 50, 60, 70 I've seen. I can't keep track of it. They're all coming out saying it's phony, it's bull, it's a distraction for Fast and Furious. That's one of the first times I've seen where the teleprompter readers don't know what to do when every analyst they've got on is saying this is baloney and actually thinking about government staging a crisis for political control. So that shows that reality is really starting to seep in on the prostitutes.
Oh, yeah, it's seeping in, all right. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the military that don't want another war. I mean, Gates didn't want the Libyan war. You go back and read the lines that were coming out of the Pentagon. They were against this thing. The three witches of Macbeth, you know, that are alive today, Hillary Clinton, that Rice over there, Samantha Rice over at the UN, or whatever her name is, something Rice and Powers and National Security, these three women are the ones that pushed it on us, and it's still going on. You know, this one that was going to be a humanitarian mission to save the people. Have you looked at the photos of these bombed-out cities, and not one of the prostitutes are reporting the amount of dead Libyans?
Well, they're also...
And then they come out with the arrogance that, hey, you know, them Iranians over there, they were trying to kill a Saudi. They better stop this. Yeah, well, the United States is bombing Libya, bombing Afghanistan. We have troops in Iraq, Predator drones flying into Yemen, killing our own citizens without a trial. How about a couple of Predator drones flying into Pakistan? Hey, watch out for them Iranians, even though it's coming out as another big lie. You know, from the Gulf of Tonkin, that never happened, that killed 60,000 of our troops, wounded over 300,000 for the Vietnam War, killed millions over there. Even though the big lies of they don't have weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda in Iraq, what this Iranian thing does, you see, Alex, for the people that don't know, they pick up the sound bite, and now they hate the Iranians. So now what they'll do, even if they lose on this one, it's another one under their arm, another piece in the book. So when another false flag comes and they throw another war on us, they'll add up enough to get a lot of the sheeple to follow.
Remember, well, that was my next point. They're already saying... you're right. They're already saying that, well, you don't buy this. We've got more fake Iranian stories about to come out.
Exactly. When all else loses, they take you to war. These are sociopaths and psychopaths. You could call them presidents or prime ministers. You could clean it up any way you want. You have to call a spade a spade. These people are sick. They're mass murderers. Can anybody say that line? They're mass murderers. They're killing innocent people for fake reasons.
Well, you're saying it, and it's true. I mean, take this Fast and Furious. The court documents are all there. It's in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, four or five other big papers have been doing series on it. But it's not just ATF ordering gun shops to sell guns to illegals and drug dealers, that's a cover story. The ATF, in one shipment alone, it's now in the court record admitted, shipped 2,000 guns to Sinaloa drug cartel and allowed them to ship tons of cocaine in to launder it through U.S. banks. They're caught red-handed, Gerald, just like Bank of America caught stealing houses they don't own. I mean, when you say they're criminals, they really are. I mean, it's one thing to have boss hog corrupt government. We've had that before. But now it's not enough. Now the criminals want to stick their hands down our pants. Now the criminals want to set up checkpoints on the highway. Now the criminals, I mean, they've got checkpoints now 100 miles into Texas where they just let the illegals drive through but pull citizens out of their cars, put dogs in them. They ask me, they say, I want to search your car. And I say, the government deals drugs. The Border Patrol is in the government documents letting through certain shipments. I don't deal drugs like you. I mean, how obvious does it have to get? And where is it going with these crooks? Because, Gerald, they know we're waking up to them, and so they're just trying to waddle in now and say, we're taking your rights. Because, look, hand puppet, scary Iranian. He's going to get you.
But that's, and they're doing it worldwide, by the way. They're doing it in Italy. They're doing it in Spain. They're doing it in the UK. They're cracking down more and more on the people as they keep losing control. And that's what's really happening. So as you see, the whole what this is really about is that the bottom line has collapsed. The world is in the Great Depression. There's no way out. They're blaming others. Look what's going on over here. We heard Timothy Geithner going over to the European Union meeting over there and telling them to get their act together and straighten this mess out. Oh, yeah, like they could fix it. You know, Sarkozy and Merkel are getting together, putting their heads together. You know, Laurel and Hardy are going to fix the whole
problem. All they know how to do is steal.
Exactly. So then they're blaming the Europeans. They're blaming the Chinese now. What I'm trying to say, Alex, is they're diverting the attention away from the big issue. And the big issue is this. You talked about all the criminals. You talked about them in the TSA. You talked about them with the FBI. You talked about them with Homeland Security. You talked about them with the government.
Stay there with the big point. Stay there. We got to go to break. Sorry, Gerald.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? by becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
All right, we are back live. Gerald Celente got interrupted by the break. He was making the point that we talk about the criminality by any yardstick in history. This is a on fire, flaming tyranny. They are going through every historical example of oppression and secret police. Stuff that when I was growing up was just, everybody knew was Soviet Union or beyond it. Gerald, you were making a point. Please continue.
Yes, the point is, have you seen one head roll? Not one. Hello?
I'm listening. You're right. We haven't seen one.
I mean, I'm asking you.
No.
Have you seen anybody doing any time? I saw Cheney making the rounds, hawking his new book, you know, and all the prostitutes, nobody threw him the hard question. The war was started for fake reasons. You know what his response is? No one can deny that the world is better off without Saddam Hussein. Oh, yeah, my life is great. Everything's dandy without Saddam. Hey, listen, Dick. Or is it penis, Cheney? You said that they had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. You destroyed a whole country. You ruined the lives of so many thousands of our people and slaughtered hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Iraqis. How about the facts? How about bringing him and Bush up on war criminal charges? How about that Tony the Poodle Blair over there in the UK? How about all these people that you mentioned? Not one of them head roll. The only ones that get stopped are you and me and all the rest of the people out there that have become slaves to the system. It's as clear as that.
They're criminals and they're trying to break our will and train us that we are their prisoners. So what do we do about it, Gerald, and where is it going?
My only solution, and I keep talking about it, is direct democracy. Because any adult thinking that, oh, we're going to give Congress a list of our demands. Oh, yeah, and the Bananos and the Gambinos are going to become nice overnight and listen to you. No, we have to vote. If we could vote for politicians, we can vote for issues. We do not have a representative form of government. The only people they represent are the people that give them money. And people say to me, well, Mr. Celente, if we let the people vote, we'll have mob rule. Yeah, just like we have it now. The mob is ruling. They call the Republicans and the Democrats a gang of 535 congressmen telling 312 million people what to do and run our lives. What, are you kidding me or what? They don't represent me. If I could vote on bank online, I could vote online. You want to take us to war? You want to end the war? You want to keep the war on drugs going? You want to keep reinstituting the Patriot Act? Let the people vote. That, to me, is the only solution.
Well, there's no doubt that our republic is broken. My issue is the awakening is happening. We're going to go to break. We've got 15 more minutes with Gerald. I want to talk about the trends you see coming in the future, because so often we talk about, okay, things are unfolding as you said they would. What do you see in your crystal ball? We're going to break here in a moment, but go ahead and tell us about your latest trends journal and the best way to visit the website, Gerald.
Well, the new Trends Journal is going to be out next week, the autumn edition. And it's trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And as you know, we make it available to everyone. If you can't afford the full price, just fill out the discount request form. Because the more people that keep moving ahead inspired and find the greatness within themselves and plan for the future to see what's going to happen before it happens, the better the opportunities and chances
are. You're right. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.